give us your honest feeling at halftime.
Oh, I was like, I was depressing. I was depressed. I can't really remember. Ask my wife. She was had to deal with me for a while. It was really. I just remember being very excited all day long and then not enjoying anything up to halftime, pretty much. But still kind of had a little glimmer of hope.
I'd like to fly. I think that'd be pretty cool.
As it was starting to develop, at what point did you think, okay, this might be something here?
Bubba was giving me a hard time. I'll say that. Yeah.
Canada.
We were away from the TV site.
You know it's cold up there.
We couldn't
right?
see the TV, and we could hear a speaker. And I heard the sack fumble.
What is your favorite?
I said, "We're not dead yet," and that's kind of when I really just.
I don't
got
know.
Excited.
I don't really have a favorite.
And I know that they don't translate, but I mean, you guys are really in a similar situation. A lot of people are counting really loud. Can you? Draw any inspiration off of something like that?
I mean, yeah, yeah. I guess. I,
nice.
I mean,
that's a good one.
That was a movie ending almost.
No, go ahead, bud.
Yeah. Couldn't have scripted any better. But again, I think you just kind of watch them in the second half. And it's silly. I mean, it seems silly to compare the two, but I think they just kind of did what they had to do. No one did more than they were asked, and they did what they were supposed to do, and everyone kind of they executed. The second half. They weren't good in the first, they executed in the second half, and that was what you're asked to do. That's how you can get back into things, and if you can draw anything from it, I guess, you can kind of simplify it into that. Do your job a little bit better than you were, and don't, I mean, be who you are as a player. Try to do it this year, and if you get that from a community effort, it shows you how good you can be.
You mentioned just everybody doing their job. How important is that nobody presses too much, even though you know you've got quite a task ahead of you?
Well, again, it's hard enough to do it. It's a tough league, and you're playing against, you know, good players, good teams. We're going to have games where we're playing back-to-backs. We're going to hope for the most part we're at home. And, you know, we use today. We use, you know, tomorrow morning and yesterday. We prepare for the next game. That's what we have to do. Keeping it kind of... cliche one game at a time, but keeping it, you know, our focus in one place instead of scattered. I think that way you can really do a better job preparing and make sure you put forward the best effort.
How do you walk that fine line though? I know you've used the phrase desperate hockey that you guys need to play in the past. You need every point you need out there, but then again you don't want to go overboard.
Well, you gotta have that competitiveness to not accept the losing. I mean, you need to give more energy, give more effort, give more whatever, whatever it can be, you know. Encouragement for someone if you're not in the lineup or something like that. Especially on a work day like today, you got to give everything you have and try to get better. Push the guy you're playing against, even though he's a teammate. It's back to basics in that regard, and we'll bring it up from there.
As you guys have tried to find some consistency to get on the run that you know you need to, what do you draw from Saturday's game that could give you some confidence heading into tonight?
I think it was what we could draw. We learned a couple lessons. I mean, we took it to them early, and we only had a small lead to show for it. And that lead went away when we stopped playing. And it didn't take long for that lead to go away. You know, you play 90% of the game, and you feel like you're executing really well, and it still takes a shootout to get the win. You need to understand that our attention to detail has to be there, especially down the stretch. And it's hard to win games.
Save for the game.